Welcome to Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Paul Molitor. Batting second. The catcher, Charlie Moore. Batting third. The first baseman, Cecil Cooper. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Robin Yount. Batting fifth. The DH, Ted Simmons. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Bobby Clark. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Paul Householder. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jim Gantner. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Ed Romero. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Teddy Higuera. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Kirby Puckett. Batting second. The left fielder, Mickey Hatcher. Batting third. The first baseman, Kent Harbeck. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Tom Brunansky. Batting fifth. The DH, Roy Smalley. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Gary Gaetti. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Tim Teufel. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Greg Gagne. Batting ninth. The catcher, Tim Laudner. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Pete Filson. And now, play ball. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a pop-up towards short. Gagne settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Laudner for a passed ball. Molitor moves to second. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper takes first base on ball four. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes Molitor trying to get to home. Hatcher throws the ball into Laudner, who tags Molitor, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Cooper moves to second. Two outs. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cooper scores. There goes Yount trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. It's 1-0, Brewers. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett hits a fly ball into right field. Householder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher takes first base on ball four. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Higuera. Hatcher moves to second. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck strikes out. Two outs. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky hits a ball on the ground towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner, with result that runner safe. Hatcher moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Twins nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Bobby Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark strikes out. One out. Paul Householder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Householder hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Filson fields it and throws to first for the out. Householder moves to second. Two outs. Ed Romero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romero hits a pop-up towards short. Gagne settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti hits a fly ball into center field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Teufel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Teufel strikes out. Two outs. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gagne strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Twins nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gaetti fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-1 in the game. Moore strikes out. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Cooper hits a fly ball into left field. Hatcher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning three, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laudner hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Molitor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 0-for-1 in the game. Puckett hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hatcher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Romero fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 0-for-1 in the game. Harbeck hits a fly ball into left field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Twins nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Yount hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Yount moves to second. One out. Bobby Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Yount. The throw from Laudner and he is safe. Yount steals third. Bobby Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-1 in the game. Clark hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Yount scores. It's 2-0, Brewers. Paul Householder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Householder is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Householder hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Clark moves to second. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0-for-1 in the game. Gantner hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Romero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romero is 0-for-1 in the game. Romero hits a fly ball into left field. Hatcher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 0 for 1 in the game. Brunansky hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0 for 1 in the game. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 0 for 1 in the game. Gaetti takes first base on ball 4. Tim Teufel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Teufel is 0 for 1 in the game. Teufel strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Twins nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Molitor hits a fly ball into right field. Brunansky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 2 in the game. Moore takes first base on ball 4. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Cooper hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Teufel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Yount hits a pop-up towards short. Gagne settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gagne is 0 for 1 in the game. Gagne hits a fly ball into center field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laudner is 0 for 1 in the game. Laudner takes first base on ball 4. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore fires to first and picks off Laudner. Two outs. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Puckett hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Clark who is chasing the ball. Puckett reaches third base with a triple. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Hatcher takes first base on ball 4. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 0 for 2 in the game. Harbeck hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Twins nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Simmons hits a fly ball into left field. Hatcher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Teufel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Paul Householder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Householder is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Householder hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gaetti fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Brunansky hits a fly ball into left field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-2 in the game. Smalley takes first base on ball 4. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Gaetti hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Twins nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0-for-2 in the game. Gantner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ed Romero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romero is 0-for-2 in the game. Romero hits a fly ball into left field. Hatcher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Molitor hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gantner moves to second. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Moore takes first base on ball 4. Gantner moves to third. Molitor moves to second. Kurt Wardle now pitching. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Cooper hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Puckett who is chasing the ball. Cooper reaches third base with a triple. Gantner scores. Molitor scores. Moore goes all the way around to score. It's 5-0, Brewers. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Yount hits a fly ball into right field. Brunansky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cooper tags and scores. 2 outs. It's 6-0, Brewers. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Simmons takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Clark hits a fly ball into right field. Brunansky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 6, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Tim Teufel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Teufel is 0-for-2 in the game. Teufel hits a fly ball into left field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gagne is 0-for-2 in the game. Gagne hits a fly ball into left field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laudner is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Laudner hits a fly ball into center field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 6, and the Twins nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Frank Euphemia now pitching. Paul Householder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Householder is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Householder hits a fly ball into left field. Hatcher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Teufel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. two outs. Ed Romero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romero is 0-for-3 in the game. Romero hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 6, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper juggles the ball. That's an error on Cooper. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Hatcher hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Puckett moves to second. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 0-for-3 in the game. Harbeck hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper fields it and throws to second for the out. Puckett moves to third. One out. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Brunansky hits a fly ball into center field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Puckett tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 6-1, Brewers. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Smalley hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Clark. Smalley reaches second base with a double. Harbeck goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's 6-2 Brewers. Pete Ladd now pitching. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Gaetti hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Clark. Gaetti reaches second base with a double. Smalley scores. That run is unearned. It's 6-3, Brewers. Tim Teufel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Teufel is 0-for-3 in the game. Teufel hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. That run is unearned. It's 6-4, Brewers. Raleigh Fingers now pitching. Randy Bush pinch hits for Greg Gagne. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 6, and the Twins 4. The Brewers will come to bat. Ron Washington now playing shortstop. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Molitor hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Eufemia fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Cooper hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 6, and the Twins 4. The Twins will come to bat. Mike Stenhouse pinch hits for Tim Laudner. Mike Stenhouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stenhouse hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. Puckett hits a fly ball into right field. Householder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Hatcher hits a pop-up towards first. Cooper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 6, and Minnesota Twins, 4. Goodbye from Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis.